This is 5 minutes to change your life with me, Joanne Mallon, and a special series of episodes to get your year off to a cracker start. It's the A to Z of how to lift yourself. Hey, what about you? Hello and welcome to day 26, the final day of our A to Z of how to lift yourself. Hey, we made it all the way through the alphabet and out the other side. 10 bonus points to you if you've been with us all the way, by the way. You know, I'd love to hear from you if you've been following this series. Thank you also to those of you who've sent some lovely messages in already. Please do get in touch. You can find out how to do that in the show notes. And of course, it would be great if you come and follow me on Instagram at Joanne Mallon. That's JoAnneMallon. If you have found these episodes useful, if you've got some value out of them, I'd love it if you'd consider leaving a rating or a review wherever you happen to be listening. And hey, if you'd like to buy me a coffee at Ko-fi, there is a link to do that in the show notes. Now that we've come to the end of the alphabet, I'm going to be taking a wee bit of a podcast break just to think about what comes next, because one major curveball that's been thrown into my podcasting adventures is that I've been using the Spotify for Podcasters app to create these episodes. Spotify have now announced that they're taking away the ability to create podcasts using their app. So the thing that I've been using to make these episodes can't do it anymore. So I don't know what they're about there. Maybe there's too many people making podcasts. Maybe, I don't know, they're trying to cut it back. But from my perspective, if I'm going to continue making podcasts, I now have to find a whole new way of doing that. And I'm a wee bit wary about that, because I feel like if it stops being fun and it starts becoming a chore, yeah, no, I don't want that. So I don't know. Got to go away and think about it. I certainly will go on creating in some way, because, you know, you can't really keep a creative person down, can you? As to what form that will take, I just don't know. So if you'd like to keep in touch and find out what comes next, hopefully more podcasts. But as I mentioned, there's Instagram, and I also have a newsletter that goes out every month. It's called 1 Minute Magic, because it's a very short newsletter. You can sign up for that. There's a link in the show notes. Or if you just sent me your email address, I'll happily put you on the list. Anyway, back to the alphabet. Z is for zest. Now, do you ever have a recipe where it says you've got to add the zest of a lemon? You know, it's that very, very outer bit of the skin, the most yellowy bit, but also the bit with the most flavour, fibre, the most vitamin C, tons of other nutrients. It's the concentrated essence. It's the most lemony, lemoniest bit of your lemon. So what does it mean to have zest as a person? Where's your most lemony, lemoniest bit? Our essence as people, our zest is in our spirit and our aliveness. What it means to be you, uniquely you, but also getting excited to be you, getting excited to be alive, having enthusiasm, looking forward to getting up in the morning and just being open to the adventures that every day brings. And these are all things that we've talked about throughout our A to Z. I mean, it was right there on day one, wasn't it? A for adventure, remember? We also talked about P for passion, V for values, tons of other stuff. We've been moving towards zest all along, because this is the concentrated sum of everything that's gone before. If you have zest, you will feel lifted. And we all have zest, or certainly the potential for it. So why is zest important? Well, you know, there's been some studies into this, and they've found that high levels of zest equals better mental health, better physical health, and also higher levels of life satisfaction. Zest is a strength. It's a strength worth cultivating. And if you've been following along with these episodes, maybe thinking about some of the things I've asked you to think about, then you will have been cultivating your zestful strength over the last few weeks. And feeling zestful isn't necessarily about always having an easy life. We're not floating along in a cloud of marshmallows here, but we're facing our challenges. We are embracing life and its lessons rather than hiding from them. So I just want to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how zesty do you feel today? Like, how excited are you about your life, about your day today? Are you a wee bit lemony, or are you the whole damn peel? Okay, and where am I on the zest scale today? Well, not too bad, you know. I'm maybe 7 or 8. There's a few things going on in my life that aren't brilliant, but on the whole, I would say I feel fairly positive. I would guess that most of us are not at the top of that scale. You're not going to be 10 out of 10 zestiness all the time. I mean, if you are, well done. 10 more bonus points to you. Tigger and Winnie the Pooh is probably the good example of what it means to be on high zest alert all the time. But you don't get many Tiggers in real life, do you? It would be exhausting to be that bouncy, wouldn't it? Be exhausting to be around somebody that bouncy. I think maybe for the rest of us, well, maybe we're on top form some of the time, but we all definitely have our low times too. Our zest is what can give us the resilience and strength to get us through those low times. And that comes from trusting yourself and believing in yourself to know that bad days don't last forever. No matter what's going on, there's always love and there's always something to be grateful for. So you can lift yourself. You always have that power. And if you need some help, well, maybe go back over some of our A to Z episodes to give you some more ideas. So I wish you now an extremely zestful, super lemony day today. I hope you're saying yes to all the adventures that life's brings to you today. I hope you're giving space to your passions in life. I hope you're having plenty of fun and feeling plenty of magic, because that is what zest is all about. And I'll talk to you, well, I don't know, sometime soon, hopefully. Bye.